Today was the deadline for the World Bank president, Paul Wolfowitz, to respond to findings that he broke rules by arranging a pay raise for his girlfriend. Next week, the bank executive board is expected to decide whether to ask Wolfowitz for his resignation or allow him to stay. NPR's Tom Jelton reports that no matter what, the World Bank is likely to change.
The question that prompted this controversy was whether Paul Wolfowitz violated conflict of interest rules when he personally arranged a pay raise for his girlfriend. Wolfowitz says he thought he had the approval of the bank's ethics committee to do what he did. His critics say he went beyond the committee's guidance. The verdict of the bank executive board will come next week, unless Wolfowitz resigns before a vote is taken. If his largely European critics prevail, Wolfowitz will be gone. If the Bush administration, still supporting Wolfowitz, prevails, he'll stay. Either way, the bank may never be the same. Until now, the United States has had the right to choose the bank president, while the Europeans have traditionally chosen the head of the International Monetary Fund. Colin Bradford, a development expert at the Brookings Institution, predicts that custom will now change.
A very good outcome of this is if the Europeans and Americans decide together to each give up their prerogatives to name the directors of the two institutions and agree to a merit-based process. That would be excellent.
European governments are seen as more keen to make this reform than the United States is. If the Europeans allow Wolfowitz to keep his job, board sources say, he may well be the last bank president chosen by the United States. But if the Bush administration backs down or loses and Wolfowitz is forced out, there could also be consequences. The dispute over Wolfowitz's tenure has raised rarely heard criticisms of the bank's own policies and practices. In a Senate hearing yesterday, Republican Judd Gregg of New Hampshire took advantage of the Wolfowitz dispute to ask Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice,
"Do you believe we should be taking it, the World Bank should be taking a different tack than what it's been taking in the last 20 years, that it should restructure itself and refocus itself relative to poverty and alleviating poverty and how it prioritizes nations and how it prioritizes regions that it focuses on?"
Rice said she does think there needs to be a discussion about the bank's role from here on. If Wolfowitz's mainly European critics succeed in forcing him out, the bank's U.S. critics are certain to pressure for that reassessment. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.